Choose for Health presents To Your Good Health Radio. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and Dr. David Friedman.
Our next guest is a fitness and nutrition expert and personal trainer to celebrities. He's been featured on many TV shows, including The Today Show and Good Morning America. He's the fitness editor at large of Shape Magazine and contributing editor for Men's Fitness, celebrity fitness editor for Star and OK. Boy, he's done a lot of stuff. Here to show us how to eat right, get fit and healthy, welcome Jay Cardiello. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Hey, Jay. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm excited to be here today.
Oh, great. You always had great information for the listeners. You know what's interesting? We as a nation, we're more overweight and unhealthy than ever in history. Quite ironic considering we have access to more gyms, more weight loss supplements, and diet books than ever in history. Jay, why are we failing with so many remedies at our fingertips?
You know, you brought up a very, very interesting point. We are currently at 66% of America combined on overweight and obesity. And that number is going to be increasing every year. And, you know, we've studied it, we've looked at it, and why is that? You bring a very valid point. With so much information out there, people can just click on their computer and get a whole bunch of workouts and information on nutrition.
Right.
One of the biggest things, doctor, is that we're not changing our behavior. If you think about it, food people become addicted to. Sugar, they've shown, is so addictive. It's in the majority of foods that are out there, from not only processed foods, but what they do is brands sneak it in when they lower the calorie intake or take something away. They're adding in refined sugar. So the big thing that we really have to focus on is changing our behavior. And what we really, I like to talk about, especially when I'm working with my clients, and people say, what is the first thing you do? And I say, I work on their behavior. And they're like, well, what do you do?
Makes sense.
I generally, when I work with a client, we don't touch a piece of equipment. We don't break a sweat for a week or two. We just work on what I call pattern disrupting. We're disrupting and their negative pattern that brought them to being overweight or obese. We're implementing a new idea. It's just like depression leads to making poor choices. Implementing positive and strategic words, how you talk to yourself is what you become. It's affirmation. So when you're implementing new positive ideas, you're changing that behavior, and what you're having and creating is sustainable outcomes.
It's funny because you bring that up. A good friend of mine is a very successful personal trainer, and he told me something interesting. He said he spends 80% of his energy motivating his clients so they come back for another workout, and 20% of his energy training them to be fit. So it's kind of interesting you say that you know, you really need to strengthen that place between the ears, their motivation, their lifestyle, right?
Of course, and I think that, I say this jokingly, but with all sincerity, the most overlooked muscle in the body is actually your tongue. How you talk to yourself, how you perceive yourself, what you say is what you'll become. And it's just like the rudder on a ship. It's the smallest thing, but it could steer you through the most harsh of storms. If you say words like try, can't, beat, you're going to become that. If you give affirmation to yourself that I will, I can, as opposed to I should look like this or why did I look like this, you're just giving yourself that negative affirmation. So we really have to focus on how we perceive ourselves and how we talk to ourselves and really focus on that. And that's
so important.
Sustainable outcome.
Yeah, I was running on a treadmill next to a woman the other day, and she said, I heard her, she said, I am so earning the donuts I had for breakfast.
I
personally believe, I think people aren't seeing results maybe in the gym because they're eating the wrong food. What are your thoughts on that? And you probably see that a lot.
Well, if you're going to eat the donut, and it's a little joke, eat the middle, you'll always go right there. So what is great? You know what? It is true. I mean, if you think about it, food is 80% of all fitness success. People put it all up on, I got to go to the gym, I got to go work out. It's food. That really does say most of you. And I always have a little thing that clothes shopping happens at the grocery store. And from the brands we pick to what we're ingesting, I mean, you think about it. When you go grocery shopping, you know, we're everything's at eye level. It's very bright, it's red, it's yellow. They entice appetite. You know, look up and down. It's not just shopping the perimeter. It's shopping, looking up and down, being more aware. It's studying the labels. It's learning the labels. And don't fall for things. And I say this, I mean, I do train celebrities, but don't fall for what you read. You know, gluten is for people who have celiac disease, it's not a diet. Organic is not a diet. But what we do is we get just so suppressed by all these words, and we jump on board to them when we really don't have, I don't want to say the education, but really the know-how to make great choices. And And as I said, when you first walk in, your clothes shopping happens as soon as you walk in that grocery store.
That makes sense. Now, Jay, I know when I have a good workout, I'm actually starving afterwards. When I work out legs, I can eat a large pizza and still not be full. Mm-hmm. Seems like a catch-22. I don't know if you've heard this before, but is there something that we should eat that doesn't bring in so many calories after a great workout and undo all
sure,
of our efforts?
You bring up a very valid point, but first I want to point out is this. The day consists of 24 hours. So what you eat at 9 a.m. affects you later in the day. What you eat at 10 p.m. is the same thing. It's all calories. It's all sugar. It's all either good or bad nutrients that we're bringing in. So we have to realize this. After we work out, when you go to the gym, you are actually destroying muscle. You're not building muscle. So when you're destroying, I say you're in a receiving position. So what some sports psychologists and transient conditioning coaches call it the anabolic window. That's our growth window. We don't want to pull in nutrients. So yes, you may be hungry. Most of us are. The best thing to do is actually pull in a liquid. And they've done studies. Rutgers University did a study for 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio. It was up to 4-to-1 carb to protein ratio. You're really looking to replace your glycogen or carbohydrate stores within the muscle to, one, create and repair muscle, also to mm-hmm. bandage up the muscle, but then actually get you ready for your next workout and to progress on your day. Because the food helps the muscle grow. We think that lifting more gets that muscle big, strong, and growing, but if you don't feed it right, it's not going to grow right. And that window of opportunity is about 30 minutes after your workout that you really have to get a liquid-based carb, higher carb.
So when you say liquid, do you mean like a protein smoothie, or do you mean just water?
No, if you think about it, water's great, but you should have something placed in because, again, water is hydrating, but you need those nutrients. You need to replenish. You have that window of opportunity. And plus, too, doctor, when you take in nutrients or calories after, what's going to happen is that in an hour or two later, you're not going to have that gorging appetite where you feel like you can eat a whole food truck. It's going to help sustain your blood sugar levels, but it's also going to decrease that craving for food a few hours later.
Got it. So fruit juice, probably not the best thing, too much sugar after a workout?
Well, exactly. But what I like to do sometimes is I may put a Greek yogurt in, mix it in with whole fruit, not fruit juice, whole fruit, because the sugar,
great,
we're talking about natural fruit versus not added in. So we're looking to get in something that makes it something that's going to keep our blood sugar levels consistent after the workout.
God, that makes sense. And then for snacks, if they're hungry 20, 30 minutes, hour later, would you recommend, is almonds one of your picks?
Well, almonds is a great choice. It's alkaline-based. It's a great nutrient-dense nut. And then also, too, I like snacking on fruits. And especially, you know, if someone has a sweet tooth, what they could do is I like storing fruit in the freezer, putting it in a Ziploc bag, and then if I'm driving home from the gym, maybe you get stuck in traffic, you feel like you're eating hard candy, which is a great snack because it's going to slow the process down just throwing in the fruit and worrying about eating so much.
That's a good tip.
Yeah, you're stuck on that, you know, that grape. It acts like hard candy.
Oh, and I've had frozen grapes. You're very right. You feel like you're having a candy. And it's
exactly.
Just almost like it's actually like a dessert versus just fruits, because if you really freeze those grapes, it's actually melts. It's almost like a sorbet, you know. So that's a good point. Yeah, fantastic. Well, that's a great information, Jay. That's fantastic stuff that you cover in a short amount of time. So hopefully people took a lot of good notes.
I hope they did, too. And thanks, Jay, for such great information. To learn more about Jay Cardiello or to purchase his book, CardioCore 4x4 Fitness, go to CardielloFitness.com. That's CardielloFitness.com. He also has DVDs, meal plans, recipes available to help you get healthy and into shape. Remember, if you missed any of the great information, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at ToYourGoodHealthRadio.com. You can follow Dr. David Friedman on Twitter at Dr. David Friedman. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. Friedman, as always, having fun here. Remember to stay tuned and stay well.